Hi, I'm Anthony Purpel. I play Felix on Love, Victor, and this is for Young Entertainment Men.
A quick game, a round of rapid fire.
Okay.
We would love for you to answer these. Pick. You can answer this rapid fire as yourself, Anthony, or as your character, Felix. Which direction do you think you want to go for rapid fire?
Oh, man. I wish I knew the questions beforehand. So
I know. It's a trick.
Which one would you rather have me do?
Ooh. Let's do yourself. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah. You're the real you. Okay.
Anthony, we're going to go. Performed enough. Okay.
No, this is great. And just rapid fire, whatever comes to mind.
All right. Yeah, of course.
And it's all Love, Victor themed. Okay.
Cool.
Walkie-talkies or cell phones?
Oh, walkie-talkies. Those are right? Fun as hell.
Duh. Okay. 5 minutes early or 5 minutes late?
What I would like to be or what I actually am?
What you are.
Oh, I'm 5 minutes late.
Okay, I love honesty.
But
okay.
I aspire to be 5 minutes early. I want to put that on the record.
Absolutely. Benji or Raheem?
Don't do that to me. That's tough. I don't know. I like them both so much. I know this is supposed to be rapid fire, but this is turning into a very slow walk through a park. To be honest, I know this is like kind of a cop out, but I do like them both. And I can see both of them working for different reasons. And so I choose to say,
both
polyamorous relationship. Yes.
All there right. We go. Okay. City or suburbs?
City.
You're from LA.
Yeah. Sense. Well, yeah, I'm around. I don't want to say exactly, but yeah, I am, but I've been in the city like most of my life. I know this is supposed to be rapid fire. I apologize. Do I need to explain?
No, whatever you want. This is all okay. About you. That's great. I lived in LA too for a while and I lived all around. So I know all about it.
Where are you now?
I'm in Nashville.
No way.
Yeah.
How do you like that there?
I mean, it's very different. I'm from California, grew up in San Diego and then lived in LA for quite a while. I actually did acting myself and, so Nashville is it's so different. It's completely two different beasts. So you can't even really compare it. I will say, if I'm being honest, California, love it so much more. Not sure how much longer I will, be here. We have to see.
Yeah.
See, what's in store here. The music scene here is fantastic, but my heart is in entertainment and that's LA. That's
yeah.
California. And you can't beat the weather. I mean,
what's the weather like in Nashville?
It's so sporadic. Like one day it will be super nice and warm. The next day it's like hailing and you're getting texts on your phone that like there's a tornado warning. So it's so up and down. And I didn't really realize how much weather affects like your everyday mood and energy and until I lived here. Cause in
LA, we don't have weather here.
Yeah.
We don't even have seasons.
Totally.
It's summer or it's cold. Not really, barely cold. I am so much happier with clouds. A cloudy day is my most favorite. I know that's controversial. I know that's a hot take. But clouds are the best weather in the goddamn world. I love it so much. Like everyone is like, oh, I get so depressed when there's clouds. I get so thrilled because I get to stay inside and not feel bad about it. I get to play video games and be like, oh, it's cloudy outside today. I shouldn't go outside. And then if I do have to go outside, I get to put on like a sweater weather and then listen to sweater weather. I love that song. Anyway, sorry, that was a weird
light time. A candle. No, it's true because LA doesn't really have that weather. So it's like a cloudy day is your excuse to like stay in and do nothing. So
yeah,
totally makes sense.
I told New Yorkers that once. That was not a good idea.
Yeah, no. That's funny. Oh, okay. Apartments or cabins?
Apartments or cabins?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with cabins.
Sounds good.
Like there's no neighbors next to you.
Yeah.
They're great. Don't get me wrong. I love them, but
they're going to watch this and be super mad.
Oh, they're going to be like, oh, Anthony, we've made eye contact once. I thought we were friends.
Okay, favorite color between red, yellow, or green?
Red.
Love it.
Yeah.
Working out or watching Netflix?
It's watching Netflix.
Obviously.
Do you see me? See these noodle arms? Does it look like you're going to LA Fitness? Sorry, go on.
No, amazing. Wearing Crocs and being laid back or in a suit?
Okay. A suit? A suit, 100%. I love suits.
Okay. Suit,
I want to slowly transition into Theodore Roosevelt by the time I'm 30. So definitely a suit, but I don't mind Crocs. I love Crocs a lot.
Amazing. So maybe a suit with Crocs. We'll just mix it up.
That's a bold statement.
See that look on your next red carpet appearance, please.
You know what? Yeah, watch out for that. I'll definitely be roasted I can't curse. I'll be roasted if I do that. But I will, because I'll be brave and I'll
amazing. Wear Crocs with a suit. Okay, simpatico or accordant?
Accordant.
Yeah.
Did I say accordant?
Well, you know, I had to look up both on Google today and get the definition because, you know, but they both mean the same thing. So what's easier to say?
Oh.
Okay, I didn't know that before I looked it up. So all good.
No, I should know that. Oh man, I'm gonna go with Simpatico just because, you know, we've had a long history.
Hey, maybe you start a merch line called Simpatico.
Simpatico? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. That's actually not a bad idea.
Right? It sounds like Patagonia, so maybe it's like a.
Yeah, and people would trust me with style.
For sure.
Oh yeah. They're like white t-shirt with a jacket he found in the bottom of his closet. That's the guy I trust to dress me up.
Yes. Okay, so this has to be rapid fire. You can't
Think
about it. All no, right. just this one.
Okay.
Season 1, 2, or 3?
I like them all for different reasons. Season 1, because that was like the start of everything and it had a great story. I think Victor's story was beautiful. Season 2, because working with Betsy was one of the highlights of my career. Season 3, for like really finishing off and like rounding it all together and like being able to do it as a cast and really like our hard work, like showing how much it paid off and how beautiful it was. I know that's supposed to be rapid fire, but I had to. Oh, I love them all three. I love all three.
No, that's amazing. That's really good. That's really good insight. Okay, we are going to end it with this one. And since it got cut off earlier, I would love for you to share again, but hot or iced coffee in your go-to Starbucks order.
Okay. I like them all for different reasons, but I know that there's a theme. I don't know, but can you tell I'm indecisive? I like hot and iced. My order differs by what's convenient and how socially awkward I'm feeling.
Okay.
I can't say like a long string coffee. If I feel like I'm like, you know? And so like if I can just like shorten it, like caramel macchiato, that's a really easy thing for me to say.
Yeah.
And so if I go up to someone at a register, I could be caramel macchiato and they go, great. And so I kind of used to just pick by the names. But caramel macchiato is kind of like the safety.
Mm-hmm.
But really just coffee with creamer. I'll drink it.
Yeah.
You know, anything to wake me up. I'm not a picky man. You know?
Yeah, love it. Do you ever go into Starbucks and order and they ask what your name is? Do you say Felix ever? Have you ever done that?
No, because I would hate myself.
No, I feel you on that one.
Pretentious. Yeah, you know me from that show. No? Okay.
That's funny. Oh, that's good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for giving us so much time. We totally appreciate it.
Yeah,
bottom line, we just thank you so much for your time and for being such a great and fun person to interview and get to know. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope my answers surfaced. I hope everything was
they were great.
Good. All right, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll see you later.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.